Good afternoon, everyone. I am going to talk to you about cadmium, a little different from the micronutrient and the biofortification that we've, I mean, it is associated with it, but a little different. I'm talking like Shannon, like taking it out of the plant as opposed to putting more into the plant. So I'm at City University of New York, and this is the hard winter wheat that I'm going to talk about that we got from Nebraska. So, you know, all along at the end, we're at the end of the meeting, so we've listened to this quite a few times, but micronutrient malnutrition affecting a lot of people in the world, and how iron and zinc deficiency is a common micronutrient deficiencies. And so cereals and legumes, because they're important sources of dietary minerals, it is the challenge is to increase the amount of these bioavailable micronutrients. So while we're trying to biofortify all these crops and increase nutrients like zinc and iron, and we are targeting a lot of important sources of foods like rice and wheat and maize and bean and cassava. So we're digging into their natural genetic variation that's already out there for these. And today I'm focusing on wheat. Wheat has a pretty good genetic variation, and you know, if you look at the zinc and the iron concentrations, you can see they range anywhere between 10 to 99 milligrams per kilogram for iron and about 8 to 177 milligrams per kilogram on an average for zinc. But the other thing that we have to keep in mind is zinc is a micronutrient, while non-essential heavy metal like cadmium is a chemical analog. It's very chemically similar to zinc, so it's naturally present in some of the agricultural soils, and it ranges at about like 0.01 to 2 micrograms per gram concentrations. And so the permissible excess cadmium exposure from food is about 0.01 microgram per gram per day. And if you think about cadmium entering foods, because they are already there naturally in some of the agricultural soils, the largest source of cadmium exposure is through plant foods. And why cadmium in plant foods is, if you look at the codex, the limit is about 0.2 milligrams of cadmium per kilogram dry weight. And so for humans and animals, the biggest source of cadmium is through plant foods. And wheat tends to take up cadmium and put it in the wheat grown in the Great Plains area tends to take accumulate cadmium and transport it to the grains, and there is a higher than 0.2 milligrams per kilogram cadmium that's found in some of the wheat that's grown in this area. So if you look at cadmium micronutrient transport, like especially cadmium zinc, cadmium mimics a lot of the zinc transport mechanism, and it usually uses a lot of micronutrient transporters to get into the root, and of course from the root it gets into the uptake into the root, then from there xylem loading from the root to the shoot, and then you have to worry about and you have to think about subcellular sequestration, and from there sequestration in the lower leaves, in the stems, in the flag leaves, and also once it gets to the flag leaves, it can then get into, via the phloem, into the grains. And the other thing is we have to worry about, we have to also think about continuous uptake versus remobilization, because studies have shown that, you know, it's not only remobilization of these nutrients that can move them into the grains, but it's also uptake during the grain fill period that becomes an important source of the grain micronutrients and cadmium as well. So for this study, what we did was we got four genotypes from Nebraska. So as part of the TCAP from Stephen Basinger's lab and Mary, they worked on these 299 genotypes of these association mapping panels. And of those that were grown in Ithaca, Nebraska, which had some high cadmium concentrations in the soil. And of those, I think they varied anywhere between 0.08 to 0.58 milligrams per kilogram, and averaging about 0.23 milligrams per kilogram in the grains. And so four of these lines were selected, and these four lines were two genotypes with which were high grain cadmium, and two of these genotypes were low grain cadmium. Like Freeman and Wesley was high grain cadmium, and Panhandle and Overland were low grain cadmium lines. And these were then I got them through the when we were working on the TCAP, and I've been doing a lot of the partitioning study with this with these lines. And today I'm going to show you some of the partitioning work that I've done, and in three of the lines, I've not yet gotten all the data for the overland. So I'm going to show you Freeman, Wesley, and Panhandle. So if you look at that, and if you look at the roots, I know it's a lot of lines, and if this thing works, okay. So you see, if you look at the, so what we did was we grew these plants in hydroponics in a greenhouse, and they were grown in solution in nutrient solution with about 1 micromolar cadmium, and then we harvested them at several at different developmental stages. We harvested what I'm not showing you is a stage where we harvested them before anthesis vegetative. I haven't shown them here, and then we harvested them at 14 days after anthesis, 28 days after anthesis, and 42 days after anthesis. Then we separated all the tissues, dried them, and we did the ICP analysis for all the minerals and cadmium. And this is the data I'm showing you just for cadmium. And we looked at all the other minerals, and especially when we looked at the zinc, there was no difference in any of these lines. So the blue lines shown here are all the is Freeman, green is the Wesley, those two are the high lines, and the red one is Panhandle, which is a low grain cadmium accumulating line. So if you look at the cadmium concentration, so this is new data that I've been looking at for the past few days, and if you look at the data, you can see that there is no difference between the roots, the root concentrations as you go 14 days after anthesis, 28 and 42 days after anthesis, there seems to be no difference between the three lines, the high and the low lines. And if you look at the stem, when it reaches the stem, the high lines have much higher concentrations when compared to the low cadmium line. The same with the lower leaves. It's pretty obvious that the high accumulating lines, they have lot more cadmium, and that probably is because there's some subcellular sequestration in those. Whatever cadmium is coming in is probably sequestered in the vacuoles. And while in the Panhandle, as you can see, the concentrations are low for the lower leaves as well as the stem. And then if you look at the flag leaves, there is some difference in some of the lines. Well, I don't know what's happening here. The Freeman, there's not much of a difference between Freeman and Panhandle. Freeman is a high grain cadmium line, while Wesley is a high grain cadmium line as well, but it seems to be at a higher concentration. The flag leaf have higher cadmium concentration when compared to the Panhandle. And if you look at the peduncle or the Reikis, they don't show much of a difference. Reikis, a little bit, but not much. So, and then, but the grain, there's definitely a twofold difference between the high grain cadmium line and the low grain cadmium line. So what I'm thinking is probably because I'm not seeing much of a difference in the root structure, but as they go up into the stem and the lower leaves, probably there is some mechanism. Maybe it's a root to shoot translocation. That's that's where the difference is happening. I don't know yet. What I have to look at the overland as well to see what is happening, and we are also calculating the cadmium content. These are all concentrations, so we're also calculating the content of these lines as well, and we're looking at the data. So the other thing that we are looking at is just if they are going to be if cadmium is there in the cell, then it's going to be sequestered in the vacuole, and it could be associated with glutathione or a phytochelatin. And so we are also looking at some of the expression, relative expression of these genes at these different developmental stages in the different tissues. Especially we're looking at gamma-glutamyl cysteine synthetase and the PCS1. And I'm just showing you some data that we have. I'm not showing you all of that. And this is just in the vegetative tissue when they were harvested before anthesis. And if you look at especially the root and the stem, you can see there is a significant difference in GSH1 between the panhandle and the Freeman. So the panhandle, being the low grain cadmium line, has a lot has more expression when compared to the high grain cadmium line. And PCS1 in the stem seems to be associated. I mean, the expression is more in the panhandle in the low line compared to the high line as well. And so this is something that we are doing right now, and we're also trying to look at the glutathione and the phytochelatin content in some of these tissues. So I think in the high-grade cadmium genotypes, there is more root-tissue transport of the cadmium, and then it's being sequestered. At least that's what it looks right now. And also in the high-grain cadmium, there is more partition to the lower leaves in the stem and flag leaf. So I'll leave it at that. And my acknowledgments, I wanted to thank where we got all our seeds from and all help, and Mary's been pretty helpful. And Mary, this has been funded by USDA TCAP and as well as HEC grant, and all the students. I don't even have all the students here. But anyway, thank you very much. And I'll ask you for any questions. Yes, Mike?
Thanks for the presentation. So you're getting these kind of differences between the lower leaves and the flag leaf, I guess. Was it upper leaves or flag leaf?
Flag leaf.
Flag leaf. I'm just curious, I mean, these are different genotypes. Are there different, morphological, not morphological, but just, you know, are some flag leaf, exposed differently? Are there different? Some of this potentially due to transpiration differences between the genotypes with respect to their lower leaves and their flag leaves.
Transpiration differences. Could be. Morphologically.
How they're, laying against the plant. I know this is in a greenhouse, but something to look at, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that possibly, yes.
So I just wanted to make sure I heard correctly. We're seeing differences.
No. No zinc. Only cadmium.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't... I checked that, so... Because Mary saw that, and I was checking my data as well, and we don't see much of a zinc difference between the lines, but we do see cadmium.
I'll respond a little bit to Mike's question. Panhandle tends to be a taller and higher till rate, a little more bushy. I guess my best description of what they look like.
I can just follow up. So,
yes.
You picked 2S more accumulators and 2S less, and that was based on field data?
The field data that they got, yes, the concentrations, yes.